Okay, can you hear me? Okay, is this okay? Okay, good afternoon, everybody. I hope I can wake you up if you feel a little sleepy after lunch. Okay, I'm Jinhui Zhang. I guess most of you we have already met before. I'm from Office Interop Beijing team, and our team takes the responsibility of test suite development, open document testing, issue fixing, parser development, and other interoperability tools. So in this section, I'll introduce the SharePoint, WPP, and FSS HTTP test suites. I guess most of you have already heard Pui's presentation yesterday to introduce the test suite design and other how to use. So in my section, I'll introduce. Sorry. So in this section, I'll introduce some special design in WPP and FSS test suites, and what test suites available for you to test, and how to use them. I'll give you an example of typical WPP test case. Here is agenda. Okay. Start up with test suites and talk about a little bit design, and I'll show the demo. After all, that's the QA section. Okay. Test suites. Let's take a quick look what test suites about SharePoint available today. The first is SharePoint Server Protocol test suites, which has been available online, so you can download it from website. The other two, SharePoint Server Protocol Test Suite R2 Beta and FileSync and WPP Protocol Test Suite Beta, they are all beta version, but they are provided in the lab testing in this week. Okay. Here is a detail what protocols include in the package. So for the first SharePoint test suite package, it contains 10 test suites. Oh. Sorry about this. It contains 10 test suites, all listed here. And you can download from Microsoft Connect. So, and the related framework tool, you can also download from there. This is SharePoint protocol, Server Protocol Test Suite R2 beta version. This version is updated based on the original version and by adding 7 test suites into this test package. And the total number is about 800 test cases. Okay, here is the FSS and the WPP package. It contains only 2 test suites, but 4 protocol, because FSS HTTP, it contains FSS HTTPB operations, and B operations also contains FSS HTTPD data structure. So we put them in one test case to test them together. The total testing number is about 600. These 2 test packages will be released to public soon. So if you follow the interoperability blog, you can get the most latest information. Okay, that's all about the test suite package information. Let's take a look about the design. These three packages test design is similar as Exchange test suites. So as long as most of you have attended yesterday's test suite design session, I'll introduce some special part of the new packages. So this picture shows FS HTTP test suites. It includes the FS, the P operations, and in the cell operations, including the B operations, and for query change and put changes, they include the date format here. So this is overview of the FSS. And what's the design is different? You might get familiar with the test suite design by the test case, adapter, and the system under test. Test case mostly takes the logic part of the protocol itself. And adapter, it will generate requests, send out requests, receive response, and pass the response, verify the structure of the response, and then pass the logic part to the test case to let the test case verify the logic of the response. And you can see in FSS test suites, we have two different parts. One is common test case. The other is FSS HTTP and UP adapter, which is different from this. It should only be FSS HTTP adapter, right? This is because when UP is like a track, and it contains FSS operations, so we can use this adapter. Actually, it's for pass the FSS HTTP operation, and also works for UP. So here is a little different about the FSS HTTP, and okay, here is a very typical test scenario of UP. We also see this picture in the UP section. The browser sends out the request view of file to the UP server, and the UP server responds information required to call UP client. Then browser sends out request view of file. Then UP client start to ask about the file information and then get the file. Okay, then what's this scenario in our test case? Our test case is the UP client. And how to request view of the file? We remove the browser and let test case to send out this message. Test wait will send out the request view of file. And when after server responds the information, test wait will use this information directly to send out to UP server to tell me about the file and get the information and give me the file. So the first part is SUT control adapter, and the other parts are operations defined in the UP protocol. It will be in the protocol adapter. So let's look back for the what's the difference between SUT control adapter and the protocol adapter? Protocol adapter is operations defined in the protocol itself. It mostly can't be replacement. But SUT control adapter is designed, can be replacement, can use the interactive mode. So if you don't send out this request by your client, response by the server, and you use the management code, you can replacement it as your own code. So let's see a demo to show what the test suite looks like to make it more clear. Can you see it okay? So here is a package. It's in a zip file. So I put it into here. This is the structure of a package. It's including docs, setup, and source. Docs folder includes the protocol itself, requirement document, and also a deployment guide, test suite specification, and reference guide. The deployment guide, I recommend if you run the test suite, you start from this file. It will introduce you the environment, the resources you'll need to run the test case, and how to start it. Test suite specification introduces what the test suite is, and what the scenarios, what the test case is. The setup folder including the setup script for the server and client. So if you are in middle, you might use the SUT setup script and test suite client setup script in the you will need both of them, because SUT setup script, it works currently for SharePoint. But if you are doing your own SharePoint, so you might need to manually set up your environment. The test suite client configuration will automatically modify the configuration of the client side, like computer name and the URL of the SharePoint or resources. Here is a source. We can see FSS HTTP and shared test suite part. Okay. So I opened the solution. To save time, I opened it already. We can see the structure of the solution. Now I picked up a simple WP test case, which is just a scenario we show as an example. We can see what's in it. In the same time, I recommend to use message analyzer to capture the messages. This is just what I captured just now. Okay, I start capturing. Let's see what this test case is doing. So in this test case, we can double click it to see the logic. At first, it gets the URL. And then it require URL from the server. This is use the SUT control adapter, which we can replace it. When we get the response back, there will be some capture file, means validation code of the responses to check the status is good, the structure is good, and if the response server returned is what we expected. So it's done. Okay. So we already get this test case done. In the message analyzer, I use filter as MS Whoopi because we want to see the Whoopi message of this test case. So we can see check file info request send out and check file info response received. And then get file request sent out by the client. Server response, the get file response. So this is the typical scenario of the Whoopi. And the other test case is similar as this, by different operations, different scenarios. If you do the server replacement, I mean, you deploy your own Whoopi server, then how could you run the test cases? Here, we open the solution of MS Whoopi test case, and we find the Whoopi PTF config. In this file, it defined what adapter we want to run. For the SUT control adapter here, this is the Whoopi SUT control adapter. It has two. One is PowerShell. The other is manage the code. So we just update the PowerShell here as interactive. In the comment, it will tell you if you use the interactive mode, the script dir file, this attribute should be removed. Because we use interactive mode as we need to take action by ourselves manually instead of another automation file. Okay. So we can run this case. I will run to SharePoint 2013 as well, but you can run to your own implementation. Let's take a look what the interactive mode looks like. When you actually run your own code, you might also want to update this SUT control adapter as interactive mode as well. But because in this environment, it's a demo, and I can also use this, so I didn't change it. Keep in mind, you just update the SUT can choose adapter mode as interactive mode. You don't want to update the protocol adapter as interactive mode. Okay, oh, here. So that when the test case run, it will pump up a window to tell you what message I need, what's the response, what's the value, server will return to me as I expect, but now the protocol defined. So here, you can see it lets me to trigger WPI server to discover the client. So I will take an action on the server to trigger it to discover the client. After that, return value I could input true. If I don't, I will input the false, then the case will be fail. So where's the server? Now I need to do some action on the server. So I'm going to use the SharePoint management shell to trigger that. When you want to figure out what the SUT control adapter really do, you can find it in this folder. SUT control adapter implementation, including all the PowerShell implementation or the management SUT control adapter method. So now I want to trigger WPI to discover, so I can really look into this file to see how SharePoint do it and what the logic is it. So I know the we can see for SharePoint, for Microsoft SharePoint, it does a new WPI bounding. So I can input this manually on the server, so it will do the bounding. My client name is SPT15 client. Oh, new SharePoint WPI bounding. Did I type it wrong? This is not good.
sorry.
Okay, so it has bonding here, so I can come back to our client to tap a true here. If you can't get the correct information, you can tap the false here, and with the failure message, it will tell your client what's happening and get the go into the right logic of the test case. Okay, it take a while for the client send out to the SharePoint WP server, but this is, it passed. So it's the same logic as we just run in the normal mode. So that's different, that's two mode we could run, normal mode and interactive mode. I guess some of you may be interested in this and try that in our labs this week. Okay. Okay, that's all in my talk. Any questions? Okay, thank you. Thank you for your time.